The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong. The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn.
But hurry, these offers won't last forever.
Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Weeby here. Thanks for checking out the audio format of the show. You're about to listen to the Lydia Lee episode. I met Lydia just through Instagram. I discovered her in that way. And my favorite part of her interview was when she talked about the impact of K-pop music in Korea. She's currently living in South Korea right now. So thanks for tuning in. Peace.
Hi.
안녕하세요.
안녕하세요. Hello.
못해요.
Okay.
So just to update, this is our second time doing this. Somehow the file got corrupted, so we're gonna do our best to recapture what happened last night. We have musician Lydia Lee.
Hello, I'm Lydia Lee. So how are you gonna do this? Are you gonna pretend that you've never heard of the story before?
No, I'm just gonna repeat some of the same types of questions. We're just gonna recapture like the gist of the whole interview.
Okay.
We'll do our best.
Okay, guys. You know what the crazy thing is? Actually, after we finished our interview yesterday, I was like, just for a second, like, glimpse of my mind, a thought just passing. What? You know, it's Zoom. You know, it's internet. You never know. What if the file gets cracked or something?
It happened. First time in history.
I know. For a second,
I was stressed out. I was like, I had my neighbor come over. We went on Premiere. Tried to go to Zoom. We went through all the files. We went through the desktop. We ran antivirus scans. Everything. It was a freak occurrence.
I was like, yeah, what if that happens? And, you know, that won't happen. So I took a nap and then I woke up and you messaged me saying, hey, it got destroyed. I'm like, whoa.
You manifested that. Mm-hmm. Lydia Lee manifested
I'm sorry.
That from Korea.
I'm very sorry about that.
It's okay. Let's start. We're going to try to just recapture. Let's get some background info.
Okay.
Where are you? You're in Korea now, but where have you lived and how did you get started in your music career?
Okay. So I basically grew up in New Zealand. I spent most of my childhood there.
Mm-hmm.
And I started music since then. So as long as I can remember. Mm-hmm. I joined the choir, I did some casual classical music, and then up until high school, I came back to Korea, I went to a music high school, I majored in singing, and from then, I didn't mention this yesterday, but
this is good. Go ahead.
I thought I might, so when I was 19, I did this cover of Adele's Hello.
Yeah.
And that got viral and I went on the Ellen Show and that's when I really kicked off my music career.
Wait. Come again?
Yeah.
You went on Ellen DeGeneres' show?
Yeah, when I was 19.
You didn't mention that yesterday.
Yeah, I was like, you know, because I thought it might be a little braggy, but you know.
No, that's a huge bit of information that you missed on yesterday's interview. I'm glad that you brought that up. That's a huge deal.
It is. But it was 4 years ago, and maybe I could, you know, tell you guys about it a little bit more and stuff. So I just thought, you know, I could talk about this.
Yeah, okay. So how old were you when you went on Ellen?
It I was 19 in Korea, so I guess I could say I was 18 in the States.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's the age difference. But yeah, that, yeah, I went on the Ellen Show because of the cover that got viral.
What was your experience being on the lot and this in there in Ellen's studio? I've heard like rumors, like weird stuff about her behavior as far as really? You can't look at her in the eye.
Oh, no, nothing like that.
Yeah, okay.
But it definitely was crazy because, I mean, so I uploaded that video and then it got crazy viral. And after like 2 days, one of the A&R or the manager from the Ellen Show called my school and asked for me. So we did a little chat on the like on Skype or something.
Yeah.
And then I think it was a week later after the upload, I got flew to Los Angeles to film the show.
Yeah.
It was crazy. It still feels like a dream. It was surreal, you know?
Yeah.
Everything's really blurry.
That's so crazy. Not everyone has that story. I mean, that's kind of like everyone's goal. I mean, at the time, was Ellen was the biggest thing. She was around for many, many, many years.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on her, quote unquote, like kind of being canceled right now?
I didn't know until recently.
Yeah, so, there's some conspiracy theories on that.
There was.
Yeah.
I'm not quite caught up on that. Can you explain a little bit more about it?
Well, supposedly, I didn't want to get completely into it, but supposedly she was the research I'm doing, she's a part of this whole ring of like corrupt, you know, people in the industry, in the entertainment field, as well as like, it hurts me to say this, but including like Tom Hanks is supposedly missing right now. And that's like a body double there in Greece. Like,
okay.
Right now.
I mean, I don't know. The world's crazy right now. It's going crazy, you know?
Like, yeah.
Getting canceled and it's just a scary world out there. I mean.
Did you look at her in her eyes?
I guess when I was talking, yeah.
Did they shapeshift at all? Like, did you see reptilians, like eyes or like yellow eyes or something?
No, not them. But you know, you never know. But I haven't seen.
Yeah. Well, was she nice to you though? Because I've heard, because that's that's why she's getting quote unquote canceled is because her ex employees kind of like reported cases of her mistreating them. You know what I mean?
You know, it was super fast, the whole interview thing. So I got like a glimpse of her just on the show, just talking. And then I did the live. So there wasn't much talking. So I don't quite know. But yeah, nothing
crazy. Special. So you just got a glimpse of her.
Yeah, just like a glimpse. I didn't get to talk to her like thoroughly, anything, you know. It was just.
See, that's crazy. Yeah.
Yeah.
Were you curious? Did you want more interaction with Ellen? Because if I was in your situation, I'd probably follow her around the lot and do some research, figure out who she really is.
I mean, you know, back then, I was just a kid, you know? I wasn't really interested in those kind of, I guess, exposure, those kind of Hollywood kind of fame, you know?
Yeah.
And I was just like, you know, what's happening? What's going on? And then it just finished. I'm like, okay.
And your parents are from Korea, right?
Yeah, they are.
What were they? Were they tripping out on you?
They were tripping.
Like, what was their reaction?
My mom was also on the show. She was on the audience side, and she caught on camera, and she was like,
"Yeah."
You know, the mom here in Korea, they're like, "Oh,
yeah."
Yeah.
And so let's talk about your music. Like, how would you describe your style of music? I found you on Instagram, and we mentioned this the other day as far as how whatever you're doing, the promotional tool you used, like, actually worked.
Yeah.
And it reached me, and then it caught my attention. I've checked out your music. I'm like, oh, she's cool.
Sorry, the videos. Wait, there's a little error.
Oh, no, everything's fine on this side.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. I was like, sorry.
Okay, No, okay. No, everything's fine on this side. Yeah, it looks, it's fine. Everything's recording.
Okay.
So going back to, like, I discovered you through your Instagram, using the promotional tool, and it worked. So how would you describe your musical style, and, like, as far as your influences as well?
I don't have a specific genre that I want to pursue, because, well, for this EP, it's quite all over the place in terms of genre, because the first two tracks are more R&B soul kind of vibe. The third one is completely acoustic. The fourth is more like a alternative rock. And the singles that I've released before is total pop. It's just, you know, pop, popular music.
But not so, K-pop, and I want to get into that too as
K-pop.
Yeah.
But in terms of that, I don't, even in the future, I don't really want to fixate my genre or my style, because I'm pretty open to everything. And I want to, actually, for my next one, I'm thinking of getting more experimental, because for me, doing music is all about having fun.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you actually kind of fix, for me personally, when I fixate on something and just, you know, do the same routine or whatever, it you know, it could get boring and stuff. So, you know, I don't want to be fixed in a standard sound for me.
So I mentioned K-pop, so because you're in Korea, how long have you been out there?
I've been back and forth. So I recently came back from Paris a year ago, so a year, I could say, but I've been living here for like 13 till 19. So
yeah,
quite a while actually.
Yeah, a while. And as far as, cause I want to talk about K-pop, cause that's like ruling all forms of entertainment out in Asia right now, as we speak, including Japan and Korea. Like, what are your thoughts on that? Cause I'm kind of iffy on it. Like, cause I've been out there, my brother, like I mentioned, filmed a Wonder Girls video, and I met JYP, and I saw how things went down. They didn't take any breaks, by the way. They film like 18 hours straight.
Yeah, they do that. They do.
They're like workaholics.
They are. I mean, here people work ethics are crazy.
Crazy. Koreans, where do you think that's from? Like, Koreans are like crazy workaholics,
They are. They are. I mean, you know, even, not even in the art industry, even just people just going to work, just 9-to-5 works, they work until like 12.
Like, oh, they don't take breaks either.
No, they don't. They don't. It's just crazy.
You know what the trip is, looking at companies like Hyundai and Daewoo and all these, you know, like that didn't exist like back in the 80s and 90s or whatever.
No.
But then slowly they just start taking over, you know?
Yeah, I know. They're just working and working, But you know, that kind of work process, I don't think it really works on a creative field, you know?
No, you can't outwork. And yeah, that's funny you brought that up, because sometimes with art and creativity, you can't just outwork. And sometimes it doesn't come like that.
Exactly. I mean,
sometimes it comes when you don't work. You know what I mean?
Exactly. Like, what I kind of don't really understand about that is because, you know, K-pop idols and K-pop, you know, groups, they work like crazy day to night, just practice. And what I don't understand is that, how could you put out a creative outlet or work out there when you're just stressed out and just tired all the time?
And not only that, they have to learn the dance moves. And another thing I want to bring up is, I felt like when I saw that hat go down, I felt like this was a forced kind of like, you know, collaborative thing where they, hey, we'll pick this person, you guys live together, learn these moves. And even the music itself, do you think it's coming from them, or do you think someone else is involved?
It is pretty hard for me to talk about it because I'm not really sure. I'm not really, like, I don't really know about them. But I do feel like it's a little bit forced, because there's these certain standards here, music-wise, visual-wise, you know, the scene. They have a standard, and if you don't meet up to that standard, you're cut out.
Yeah. You know?
Because they have these rules and these recipes that actually work. And
the formulas.
Formulas, and they don't really want to get out of their comfort zone since, you know, this shit is working so good. It's working in the States, it's working everywhere.
Yeah.
They're just, I feel like they're a little bit scared of going out of their
comfort zone.
Yeah.
I just stumbled across an article as far as like the post kind of traumatic effects from being in the limelight, and then there's a bit of depression and the suicide rate also as far as these
K-pop.
Like you don't hear a lot about this, but it exists, huh?
It's heartbreaking to hear like such young artists just taking their lives away just because they're just so stressed about this whole thing. And I feel like people here, the audience here, are quite judgmental just because, you know, the industry is that way. They're so keen on like the visuals, the weight, I don't know, the standards. And here, that's why the audience are also focusing on, you know, the visuals, how they look, how they weigh, how they sing. So, you know, you get criticized a lot for it.
And then even not only that, like we're missing a huge element as far as even their attraction, like keeping up with their attractive levels.
Mm-hmm,
do certain people, they get like eye surgeries to?
Yeah, they do.
What's like, the Korean name? Sangkapul?
Sangkapul.
Yeah. Cause I know about it. Cause my mom and my ajumma, like my emo, and you know what I mean, like. My aunts, they all were growing up, even in the States, they were getting that.
You know what the crazy thing is? The parents, when you graduate high school, they give that Sangkapul surgery to their child for a present.
See that? There's something wrong with that.
I know, right?
Explain to the viewers, the listeners, what Sangkapul is. What is that?
So Sangkapul is like the eye, the double eyelids. Yeah.
They cut
right here.
Surgically cut something to make your eyes more like westernized.
Yeah, exactly. And I'm like, I don't think that's pretty healthy. I mean, even for the kids, even for, you know.
Yeah.
No, I don't.
Yeah, all of my emos got it. My mom even got it, you know.
I mean, if it's a decision that's been made by yourself, you know, just purely by yourself, you wanted to get it just because, you know, you want it. I mean, that's cool. But if it's something that's forced upon, and you know, if they feel like they're not beautiful enough because they have like eyes without the lids, that's a problem, you know.
Yeah, that's a big problem. So you're in Korea. So what's it like right now during the pandemic in South Korea? Like, where in Korea are you? In Busan? Like, where are you at?
I'm in Seoul. I'm in,
Seoul?
The part of Korea.
Yeah.
And recently, the pandemic got worse here, which is I'm very angry about it because it got better. I mean, we went down to like 20 people a day who got affected from coronavirus, but now it's up to like 300 in 2 days.
And how are you navigating around that? Are you just going to the grocery store, getting your stuff and coming right back home?
Yeah, we do that. There are still a lot of people out there, but, you know, we're pretty, it's getting worse right now, so we have to be careful, I think,
Right. And I noticed that there's, you have a cool little keyboard. What is that again? Like, I want to kind of check out your, the gear there.
It's a MIDI keyboard. It's from
Austria.
You use this to, you know, produce whatever through the Logic Ableton.
Yeah, Ableton, yeah. And so as far as your creative process, like, how do you go about, do you make the music first? Do you write the music? How do you come up with your melodies and everything?
So I do chords, melody, lyrics simultaneously. Like, that's my normal way to do it because I feel like, well, I do have lyrics packed on my phone because I just write them whenever I think of them. But for me, writing, it has to flow naturally. So if it goes chord and melody later, it really doesn't go well together for me. So I just get on a keyboard, I start to play a little chords, and then whatever melody comes out, I put on whatever lyrics on it just to vibe with it. And then, you know, from then it kicks off for me.
So everything is self-contained. You don't have to go, like nowadays, because of technology, you don't have to go to a studio. You do everything in that room.
Mm-hmm. I do everything in this little room here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't have to go, because I mean, you have YouTube tutorials. You can do it by yourself. And mm-hmm. you know, everything is quite there on the internet and on mm-hmm. your laptop, really. I mean, even if you just buy Mac, you know, Mac Pro, you have Logic, you know?
Oh, no, GarageBand.
Oh, yeah, that's a good way, too. I mean, it's easy, it's efficient. You can make, you know, you can be creative on it, you know? It's mm-hmm. easy. Yeah.
What kind of mic? I didn't ask about the mic. Did you buy a separate mic as well as for your vocals?
This mic actually here is, I do it for like little covers.
Oh, I have the same mic. Oh, that's you could turn it on. It's a SM. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. I bought this when I was in high school and I still use it. It's a great mic.
It's a Shure mic, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
I use this just to, you know, play and record casually.
Mm-hmm.
And I have another mic.
Whoa, that's actually, is that a condenser mic?
Yeah, I use this to record my EP, actually.
Oh,
it's
dope.
Not a super expensive one, but it's pretty good.
Uh-huh. You know?
It's from, where is it from? Warm Audio.
Uh-huh. And
it's WA87. I don't know about that, but pretty good. Yeah.
You know, that's crazy. You just kind of gave them a shout out. Like, is that a way for musicians too, like, to help them in their careers to get like sponsorships from these mic places? Or, because I've had musicians on my show, like the homie Omni Boy, he had a deal with Yamaha, Money Mark. He had a deal with a different keyboard company. Like, is that a possibility out there in Korea where maybe Korean, gear companies could show you some love by,
know a friend who works with Yamaha, I think. Yeah, but we do that too. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think it's that common. Yeah.
Yeah. As far as, so you're in Korea, like, what's the music community like where you're at? Are there other, like, because are you bilingual? You're bilingual, right?
Yeah, I'm bilingual.
So are there other bilingual, like, musicians out there that you could collaborate with or whatnot?
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of different genres going out here, even the indie and stuff, other than K-pop. There's like lots of talented musicians here, and also bilingual, because actually I know a few friends, like Chai, maybe she's pretty huge here too as well. She's from the States.
Yeah.
She's bilingual.
So she's from the States, but she's kind of big in Korea.
Yeah. See, there's this, I don't know. Can I talk about this? But anyway, but she's pretty huge here.
Oh yeah. You could definitely talk about it.
There's this label called Antenna, which is pretty huge here. And she's in that label and she's doing pretty well. And she's from the States. Yeah.
Oh, that's so crazy. How do you break out of the States to different continents like that? Like,
I actually don't know about it, because
yeah,
I've been living here for quite a long time now.
Yeah.
And yeah, maybe she'll know more about that. I could, you know.
Yeah, yeah. As far as collaborations, like I said, or as far as like your music itself, like how do you release your music out to the world?
Oh, so we just release it on every platform we can, but there's this huge local domestic platform, the streaming platform that we have in Korea called Melon.
Yeah, you mentioned Melon. Let's show them a little bit more love. So Melon is some kind of app in Korea where you can upload MP3s and stuff.
Yeah, it's a place where you can stream music, definitely. Mm-hmm. And it's pretty huge here because that's the base, that's the major platform that people listen to here.
Yeah. Melon out in the States or just in Korea?
I am not sure, but I think you can still access to it, maybe.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just melon.com.
And then as far as like, what about like music videos and stuff like that? Are you, yeah, do you have stuff on YouTube as we speak?
Yeah. You could also put out music videos on Melon, but I have music videos on YouTube channel.
Mm-hmm. Can you give a shout out to your channel again? Like what's your YouTube channel?
My YouTube channel, you just type Lydia Lee on YouTube, LYDIALEE on YouTube. And then you could check out my covers, my original songs, my music video, which I'm very proud of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And what's the name of the music video, though? The main one you want them to check out?
So I have two. One is called Don't Matter, official music video by this very talented artist, Jamie Wolf. And the second one is called Gray to Green.
Yeah, that's on your Instagram. Yeah, I saw that.
Yeah. And the second one is called Gray to Green by Marcus Sanchez.
Oh, that's so cool.
Very cool. Very cool.
Are you working on a project right now as we speak, or like EP or LP?
I am writing songs at the moment because I want to release a single.
Yeah,
I just want to continue.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
New releasing just to, you know, stack up my audiences and stuff. So
yeah,
I'm working on a small single.
Uh-huh.
And I'm also working on, I'm doing this, a featuring on this great DJ from Korea.
What's his name? What's her name?
Her name is Didi Han.
Didi Han.
Yeah. And she is actually targeted on Europe. So yeah. I'm doing
that's so cool. Yeah. What kind of stuff does she spin?
Mostly house. Uh-huh. Those kind of genres, which I'm quite new to. So
yeah.
I'm having fun with it, actually.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
I didn't want to forget this, because as far as like the way you're going to be releasing, you mentioned records. You want to actually get your music on vinyl, right?
Mm-hmm, I really do, because you know how you told me about the 45?
Yeah, let's talk about that again. I have it ready. So I had fans just do this for me. This is from my latest EP, Ode to My Pops. You know, my father passed away last August, so I did a whole project in his respect and honor. And then, he like pressed all these, this is from Mangchi. You should plan on doing this too, right?
I really like that size. It's pretty cute, and I think it's cool. And I actually wanted to listen to that Dong song that you told me about yesterday.
So I want to talk about Dong. So Mangchi, the band I'm in, we were jamming one night, and and then, you know, because we do like a fusion, different types of music, punk, rap, cowboy rap shit. And so I just kind of, you know, Dave and Mark were playing, and then I just started screaming, boom!
Yes!
Boom! And then when the riff came in, I go, you know, Dong Mario! Dong Mario! Yeah, so explain.
Where did you get that inspiration from, you know?
I don't know. It was just a funny, I thought we were just jamming, but they were recording it as well.
Yeah.
Explain to the viewers and listeners what that even means.
So dong means shit. It means shit.
And what does dong mario mean?
I gotta take a shit, you know? It means shit. And yeah. I really wanted to listen to that. And where can I listen to it?
That's at the Mangchi Bandcamp.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Mangchi, Mangchi, that means hammer in Korean. You already know.
Mm-hmm.
Right here.
Why did you call it Mangchi though?
You know, Dave Cho, the person behind it, we recorded stuff in Big Bear, and we're trying to come up with the name of a band, and that was like the one we decided on. I mean, he him and I think him and mostly Money Mark, you know, were agreed at, on it as well. I did too. We were all there. Kind of, it was an agreement. And
okay.
And then, you know, that, you know, because he's a visual artist first, mm-hmm. you know, mm-hmm. You know, pretty really good artist.
Yeah, I think it's.
Yeah, cool. Yeah. So you've seen his stuff. Mm-hmm. And he right that night in the we rented out this cabin in Big Bear. He had watercolors. And he was already like doing art for it, so it was already kind of being kind of like planned then.
Okay.
And so yeah, but Thom was just kind of like just a funny song that we did. But it's fun to perform live. It's like mm-hmm. we usually mm-hmm. did it at the end of our show, you know, like for our encore.
I feel like people would go crazy around it, you know.
But not so much in Korea, right? Because they would be thinking, oh, this is ridiculous.
No, they'll love it. I mean, I'll love it. People will like it, yeah, for
so
sure.
If Monchi were to do a reunion and mm-hmm. go to Korea and do Thong, the Koreans would embrace it?
Well, it could get controversial at first, but that's how you get the press and stuff, so I guess.
Yeah.
People love it, yeah. I mean,
controversial in what ways? Because they'll be questioning, why are they saying shit? They're talking about shit.
Yeah, they'll be like, why shit, you know? It's shit only. You don't have other lyrics, right? It's just shit.
No, but you said the other lyrics. It's thong, thong, and I say thong Mario, and then Dave screams, I gotta take a shit.
Exactly. I mean, you can get curious about it, but I mean, I think they'll come up to it. I'm even intrigued about it, so.
Now, in Korea, you mentioned Korea. Do they, outside of K-pop, do they embrace indie music, is my question.
Yes, they do. But the problem about that is that they're not, it's not known, you know? There are audiences who embrace indie music, but they're not the majority. They're the minority, so.
So there's like a microcosm, like smaller communities that you have to look for.
Definitely, but they do exist. And
like in Korea, like a little bar, like if like one of the nights you show up and pay whatever.
Yeah, you know, little indie bands, they play on a gig on little bars or a cafe. And we do have a scene for that, and it's getting bigger and bigger, so I'm hoping that it gets huge here.
Yeah. Are there labels outside of the K-pop, major labels, like indie labels in mm-hmm. Korea?
Mm-hmm. They do. We do have indie labels, but I don't know many because I don't think there are many. But we do. But they still have this certain standard, I feel like. So
well, even the indie labels?
Yeah, because it's quite hard, even for here, it's quite hard for indie songs to, you know, really get known because of the K-pop thing. K-pop thing is so huge. So they actually kind of have to meet the standard here as well in order to get exposure. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think JYP should invest in more independent music. I mean, the guy's got enough money, right?
Yeah, I feel like the bigger labels really have to, you know, invest more in like
indie
musicians and, you know, diverse music genre.
There's markets for it.
Yeah, they are, but you know,
describe who JYP is.
He's the big daddy here in the music scene. He's huge. He's been here for quite a long time in this scene. And yeah, so we have three big labels here.
Yeah, go ahead, break them down.
SM, JYP, and YG, which they're a little controversial right now, but yeah, there's a three label here, and JYP is one of them, and he actually released a single, I think, recently. He's still
what people don't know, he's a producer and stuff, but he also is a musician, right?
He's a great producer. He also a singer himself. He also does his own music as well as producing idols at artists and stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I would like to see more. I mean, because there is a market for it, and it'd be a shame for just, you know, like, it just seems like, because that's all people know from Korea is K-pop.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's what's the biggest boy band K-pop right now?
BTS, I think.
My mom loves them.
Really?
No, is obsessed with BTS. Like, obsessed.
I mean, I feel like they're huge in states and even in Europe. Everywhere I go, when I was living
in Paris, I see posters of them in my neighborhood.
Exactly. Everywhere I walk around Paris, people are asking, hey, you're Korean. I'm like, yeah. Do you know BTS? I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, everyone knows them.
Exactly. They're huge.
What makes them so damn special? What is it about them opposed to other boy groups and girl K-pop groups? Why are they so big?
See, I don't really know, and I might get into trouble for saying this. I don't really know.
I don't think you will. No, this is a free platform. This is free.
Yeah, but yeah. You know, there's a lot of advocates for BTS, but for me, I don't really know much about K-pop idols because I don't really listen to them.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't really know their names either.
Yeah. I mean, and not only that is like, they all look like models. Like, do they wear, like they wear like makeup, like they're really presentable in that way. Yeah,
they are. They go, I know that they go to like dermatologists like every once in a day, maybe.
Do they get operations on their noses and chins and stuff like that?
Yeah. It's quite common here for people to get surgeries, like a little Botox here and there, like even the non musicians and non artists do that. So
yeah. I really, like I mentioned this the other day, I really do dig their B-boy, their breakdancing community, mm-hmm. like Rivers Crew, Jinjo, Morning of Owl. Like they're all super dope to me.
Like, yeah, they're huge. They're huge as well. But I feel like they were like more big when I was pretty young. Because
yeah.
That's when it really, you know, got huge. But
because you have one end of the spectrum that's completely commercial, but mm-hmm. then the other dudes are like raw B-boys. It's crazy.
Yeah, it is.
It's two different worlds.
Yeah.
Are they big out there? Like, is breakdancing, b-boying big in Korea, like, as far as, like, your common kid learning that?
I feel like they were bigger before, like, a few years ago. But mm-hmm. after the K-pop thing, people are more focused on that at the moment.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, it just boggles my mind because I understand they like their music and with their image, but the relatability as far mm-hmm. as for, like, people in the U.S. to like, because it's like they, you know what I mean, like are they bilingual as well?
I know a few, like one or two guys in the group are bilingual, but I don't think all of them can speak English. But the thing is, here in Korea, when you're born, you just learn English. I feel like people are crazy about learning English, so you know, if you just grab anyone from the streets and ask them in English, they will probably speak in English, but not even in a fluent way, but they could speak like a certain English. So
yeah.
I don't think it's a problem about that. You know?
That's crazy. So let's get back to your music. So you want to record records, you want to do a digital release, but then I also brought this up the other day.
You know, I was thinking about that the whole day yesterday. Cause
you can put your whole album on here in music video.
Exactly.
Buy these wholesale, and this Bart Simpson, you could replace this Bart.
Mm-hmm.
This off, and it's two separate things.
Yeah.
Just buy this separately and this separately, 100, like 200 of them to start, mm-hmm. and then boom.
I would actually like to do that for my album, I was thinking. Like the full album.
I just thought of this. You know, it's smart too, because opposed to lugging CDs and records, mm-hmm. imagine if your whole thing is just a whole backpack just full of
mm-hmm.
these.
Mm-hmm. I mean, it's cute as well, so.
Yeah, and then you could just sling these.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, I mentioned the homie Omni Boy. I don't know if I think he already did it, but he did one where it was a cassette tape, right? And then you pulled out of it, like.
Yeah.
Like this.
You know? I mean, I'm down for it.
And
I think
I mentioned to you, I think instead of a cassette, you should, since you're trained in a keyboard and piano, to get, this could be a piano.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, definitely. You know, stay tuned. I might do that soon.
I think you should.
Yeah, I really think too, because yesterday that was all I could think of. I was like,
thought that was a good idea?
Yeah. Obviously, I mean, because I love merch. I love something that I could hold on to, you know? And I love posters. I love little things, cute things. So yeah. I was like, you know, I could do that USB thing because it's also acute. It could be acute. I don't know. It could be.
Yeah, present. Not only that, you could add like maybe like a promo code if you buy the physical thing.
Yeah.
You put in a promo code on the internet, the digital site.
Definitely.
Then you get, like a, another single, or you get
exactly.
You know, a shirt or something like yeah. that.
And you could just have the music video and all the, you know, the pictures, the photography,
yeah,
and all the artwork in there, and people just could, you know, have them.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea. I think I might do, I actually was so close. I was on eBay and I was going to buy the sticks, and then I'm like, I got kind of lazy.
You can do it though.
I'm just going to put it on my Bandcamp because I put all my music on my, what are your thoughts on these platforms like Spotify and Bandcamp and
I feel like
SoundCloud and everything.
I feel like Bandcamp is a very good platform, but it's not common here in Korea. So people don't really know about it.
Right.
And also Spotify, they don't work here in Korea as well. So
I don't trust Spotify. They don't report back like, you know, like the actual streams, you know, like I have several of my projects through Spotify and iTunes, and then I might get a check every 5 years for like $39.99, like $40. Yeah, but they don't explain anything, like how many downloads, where the downloads
came from. They don't do that thoroughly, no. They just do it like approximately this amount of people were listening, you know.
Yeah.
So you're not sure for about that, but yeah.
But that's not what Spotify, for the up-and-coming artists, it's more of promotion, right?
Yeah, because Spotify, they have lots of playlists. And I feel like people listen to them a lot. So upcoming artists kind of, you know, target that playlist for them to put in their music in that playlist so people just could listen to it and have the exposure, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree. So what is, dude, this flew by again.
I know.
This flew by. This was actually good. I mean, the first one had its charm and info, but this one, we talked about like the Ellen thing you didn't bring up and a lot of this other stuff you did not bring up.
Yeah, I was thinking, you know, we're doing it the second time. Why not think of something new, you know?
Yeah, we're wearing the same exact stuff though. I'm wearing the exact same shirt.
Yeah, the same one.
Yeah, the same thing. I want to promote and really plug all of the outlets and platforms you have. So where can people directly support you the most right now?
So they could just support me by just going on YouTube and listening to what I have there.
Tell them your channel again.
So get on YouTube, put Lydia Lee, LYDIALEE, and you'll see there.
LYDIALEE, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the platform that I'm most active on is Instagram. So you could actually talk and DM me whatever through Instagram. Mm-hmm. My Instagram is LALYDIALEE, which could be confusing, but there's a little L.
Can I repeat that?
Mm-hmm.
Your Instagram is LALYDIALEE.
Yes, that's it. And you right. can go on the link tree that I have there. I put it on my bio, and there's everything, the Spotify, iTunes, Apple Music, YouTube Music, whatever. There's all there, and you can check them out. So, great.
Yeah, that's awesome. How are your feelings about the second time around? Do you feel good about it?
Yeah, I had fun today as well. I mean, I had fun yesterday.
Yeah,
so.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I appreciate the follow back on Instagram as well. Thank you for that.
Thank you.
That's respect. You know, you know what? Most Koreans do that with me. It's like it's a respect thing. It's a
I mean, the culture here is a very,
respect.
Very respectful culture. So
yeah.
Yeah, people tend to do that. It's just a show of respect and, you know, gratitude. And I think that's a good culture to, you know, keep on doing.
Now, I wanted to also give you a platform. Did you want to give out any shout-outs right now?
See, yesterday I forgot a few names, so I was like, I should do this properly, so I'm going to shout out. One second.
I'm glad I brought this up.
Yeah, I'm going to say every name. So, shout-out to my little band that they recorded, my EP.
The name of the band?
I don't have the name of the band,
okay,
but I could tell individually. bass for Yang Kyung-ha, guitar for Park Geun-hyo, and also Lee Ji-hae, piano for and producer Iluid Haller, the drums, also Iluid Haller, and Real Light, and the music video, Jamie Wolf, Marcus Sanchez.
Yeah.
And also co-writing for Fiona Bevan, Samantha Watts. And, oh, also another guitar, Kang Gun-ho.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I think that's about it.
Is there any physical merch that people could buy?
No, not yet. But as I told you before, I'm definitely thinking of a 45.
Yeah.
Vinyl. Yeah.
Do you have a website?
No, not yet. Not yet.
You should. I'm with Squarespace. It's pretty.
Awesome. Yeah, I've heard about them before. Yeah, yeah.
You can link Squarespace with Printful. That's how I got my merch. Like.
Oh, really?
Oh yeah, and then you put in your own orders. You know.
Okay, I should check them out. Okay, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So holler at me on Instagram if you need some pointers on that. I could.
Okay.
Do it the right way. Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. Thanks.
You got to get the website in the future for sure.
Yeah, for sure. I'm thinking about it. Yeah.
So when should people hear your next project? Are you close to finishing up something right now as we speak? And what are you looking out for?
I think I'll be releasing a little jazz single.
Mm-hmm.
Around September. So okay, look out for that.
Go on Instagram and then follow that.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
Yeah. Okay. So yeah, we're at the 45 minute. That literally flew by faster.
I know. You know, I was actually really nervous about this because.
Well, not the second time though, because we've done this before.
Yeah. But
so
still,
it's easier still. This time, right?
Yeah. But still, I was nervous. I just, you know.
Oh, no need to be nervous. This is a good platform for you. It's going to.
Yeah, definitely. I had fun.
Inform people like what you're doing.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Doing out there in Korea.
Mm-hmm.
I also, if you have any, just hit me up in the future, like, because you mentioned Korean DJs or other artists that you think would be a good fit.
Definitely.
With this, the thing about Zoom is I could interview anyone anywhere, you know?
Yeah, exactly. I could give you some links and some infos about my friends and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, definitely.
I want to really put a light on the Korean artists that use the shine, you know?
Yeah, great. Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, I think you're free to go. Did we miss anything?
No, I think we pretty much covered everything.
We did, huh?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to shout out your mom and dad real quick?
Yeah. I love you, mom and dad. I always do. I know I'm mean, okay, cool. But I'm sorry.
I'm paranoid though. After this is over, I'm going to be sweating trying to find, like, I'm like paranoid.
Yeah.
Like,
okay.
No, but I learned from last night. I have an external USB drive that I'm gonna put it over there, so I have two.
Oh, okay. But you know what? I'm happy to do it again, so no problem.
So we might have to do it a third time.
Yeah, no problem. I'm happy.
Well,
to do
how about this? Like I said the other day, when you do have something you want to promote, then you can hop on. You know, you're always welcome on the platform.
Thank you. Thank you. Appreciate
inform
that.
People.
Thank you. Okay. Yeah? Yeah.
Okay. 감사합니다.
감사합니다. Thank you. Okay. Have a good one.
好, ciao. Okay. Okay, see you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so that, thank God. Oh, Lord. So that's the second time doing the Lydia Lee thing. Last night, the file, the main MP4 got corrupted. The Zoom thing got corrupted. So that's the second time. So thank God. We salvaged, saved that. Before I go, I wanted to let y'all know, I wanted to give my shout outs real quick. So we do have a Patreon attached to the show, patreon.com/StevieWeeby. The newest patrons are Alex Rabjohns, Christopher Lee, and my man Pedro Valenzuela. that's the best way to support my platform to keep us going. Okay, so yeah, join the Patreon. A special thing about the Patreon, I think you should join, because I do a special added podcast. It's audio every Monday, only for my patrons. Okay, so that's like the main special thing I do just for my Patreons. Okay, there's a website, stevieweebyshow.com. If you want to get a shirt, go ahead, go on there and get a shirt. And just keep in mind, if you do get a shirt, it's going to be a little delayed because of this, the pandemic and the coronavirus and everything. But I do have a log of all the orders right here, and I look at it every day. Okay, so definitely check that out. My Instagram/QUANGOU. All my music, or most of my music, 90% of my music is at stevieweebybandcamp.com. There is no little raise. There's supposed to be a little raise, but there isn't, because I want to get focused on creating some new music, you know, because I feel like this is a great time to do more music. So, yeah, I want to try to wrap my head around that and start targeting that. I do, last but not least, I do have a P.O. box if you want to. I do a whole separate vlog for people who send in packages and letters. Send your packages to 1425 North Cherokee Avenue, P.O. Box 1391, L.A., California, 90093. With that being said, thanks for tuning in. Always tune in on a weekly basis. I'm still keeping this content going. Take care of yourselves. Eat well, sleep well, and especially think well. Peace.
The Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall is turning up the heat this summer. Buy now with no down payment and no payments for 120 days.
That means no payments until fall. No payments until fall.
With over 8,000 cars, trucks, and SUVs available, there's something for every budget and lifestyle. Pick your ride, get approved, and drive home today with nothing due until autumn. But hurry, these offers won't last forever. Visit Jeff Weiler Columbus Auto Mall and take advantage while selection is strong.
Hey Columbus, it's Bill and Jenny.
At Simple Bath & Kitchen, we're all about making your new bathroom or kitchen absolutely beautiful.
With our renovations, we can help you age in place comfortably while still enjoying a newly updated and modern bathroom or kitchen.
From grab bars to accessible showers, we know how to make your space safe and functional for years to come.
Because your home should adapt to you, not the other way around.
If you're ready to invest in your future comfort, come chat with us at Simple Bath & Kitchen.
Simple Bath & Kitchen, where our home is your home.